Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
WPHT-WPHT-HD-WOGL HD3 Philadelphia from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is the drive at 5. 30 minutes of non-stop talk with Rich Zeoli.
The FISA Act, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, Section 702, we know it has been abused. We know the government has used it to spy on American citizens. We know they went after Donald Trump's campaign. How do we deal with it? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. He is one of my favorite members of Congress. He's a true patriot and a defender of liberty and the Constitution. He's Congressman Scott Perry. Hello, Congressman.
Good to be with you. You're on the right subject. You're right over the target here today. And I will tell you, we should just be getting rid of this program. You know, they bring in the intelligence community to scare every member of Congress here. But, you know, of course, they don't bring in the other side of the story, just the intelligence community, who tells us, you know, that every one of us is under threat of imminent attack the second that there's a potential lapse in FISA. Of course, they don't talk about the 278,000 times that they had to admit to using it unlawfully. This is our law enforcement agencies using it unlawfully in the last year, and the millions of times that they used it unlawfully in the preceding years. Unfortunately, those of us who are trying to hang on to the Fourth Amendment for everybody are going to be left with trying to make this the best that we can. And it looks like right now, instead of a 5-year reauthorization, because just understand what that means, Rich, they wanted to reauthorize and expand FISA and reauthorize it beyond President Trump's term. We think we might have an ability in place to get a 2-year reauthorization. So starting essentially now, which would put it in Trump's term, which would give us another bite at the apple, and also to have an opportunity. We'd still have to prevail here, but get an amendment to require a warrant if you're going to spy on American citizens. Almost none of us have a problem with spying on foreign actors and likely enemies. We think that's the job that we should be doing. But when it comes to American citizens, you have to get a warrant. And of course, they're resisting that. Now, we would also like the data protection that should go in this bill. That's going to be a standalone bill, which we don't like. We want that attached to this and try and force the Senate and the president to accept it. But that's as far as the negotiations have gone right now. I'm waiting to see whatever text might come out, because talk is cheap, right? We need to see what's actually in the bill and in the rule, and that's what we're waiting for right now.
And Congressman Perry, just so everybody understands, if the act dies, it's not really dead. I mean, this is what I want to make sure people understand. It's not really dead because FISA has authorized itself. It's like something that becomes a zombie law essentially after that. Expired, but still living and could live really in perpetuity. So really, we do have to reform it.
Actually, believe it or not, now this is probably something, and this gets a little technical. I'm not even sure that reform, there's ever going to be an adequate reform. Just to, you know, characterize this for you, when we asked Bill Barr about this when he was the Attorney General in 2018, when I advocated to let it lapse, and it was reauthorized under President Trump with the help of folks like Devin Nunes and, you know, guys that I generally like, Bill Barr said that FISA, the only thing they see that as in the executive branch is a moderate limitation, because there's also Executive Order 12333, 12333, which allows them essentially to do all this stuff anyhow. And so FISA would be the limitation, but I actually don't think I think we can do everything we need to do under the executive orders that currently stand, and FISA just gives them further cover. So, but you're absolutely right. Even if it were to lapse on the 19th when it expires, the FISA courts have kept open the cases well into next year. So it doesn't really die.
So we have to make these reforms. So what are the reforms that we need? And I agree with you 100%, by the way, Congressman Scott Perry. I mean, this is why you're on the House Freedom Caucus. This is why you're the man here on this stuff, because we have to make sure the Fourth Amendment is preserved. We've seen the abuse by the government. We've seen how the government has shredded civil liberties, how they've used this, you know, the threat of terrorism to infiltrate political campaigns and to try to undermine President Trump. We they're always going to try to scare us and say, you know, there's a terrorist lurking around every tree. But now we're the terrorists. I mean, we're the ones they consider to be the potential domestic violent extremists, right? So we have to be real careful here. And the other point about that is that, as I understand it, nobody ever gets in trouble here. You know, they do whatever they want, and then they just go, oops, sorry, mistakes were made. It's not like there's ever any ramifications if people abuse the law.
There's not been one person held accountable with the millions of illegal searches. This is a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment, which says that your papers and personal effects will not be violated. There's no ambiguity, yet no one has been held accountable. But I got to tell you, Rich, what we're up against here, it's either try and do what we can or a complete clean 5-year reauthorization, which will come next. And so, you know, nothing's ever perfect here. And while I would like to see this thing stripped to the bare bones, if not just completely eviscerated, that's not going to happen. So I got to do the best I can. So what I think we need to do is, number one, warrant requirement. If you're going to spy on American citizens, you must get a warrant. Number two, it's going to be a standalone bill. I don't like that, but I think that's where it's going to be, is what's called the Fourth Amendment is Not for Sale Act. And what that would do would disallow the intelligence agencies from buying data for which they would otherwise need a warrant. So what they're doing is they're going to Google, Facebook, all the online retailers, and buying your personal data where they would normally need a warrant. And there is no probable cause. They just get it. So that needs to be done. Another thing that needs to be done is ending what's called the abouts collection. So you get a drive, you order an Uber driver, and the guys from some foreign country or the lady from some foreign country here illegally, that's fine. But, you know, they're tracking that person as somebody here illegally. And because you made the connection on your phone, now they're also tracking you. That's called the abouts collection.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's been going on for a long time. So we want to end that, too. But I also want to alert you to this. If this bill comes to the floor, there's a couple of Intelligence Committee amendments that they would like to have. And one of the ones that they want, I think it's Section 504 or something like that. Don't quote me on that number. But essentially what it does is it compels anybody that has a Wi-Fi. So picture yourself going to a restaurant or some establishment that has a Wi-Fi. It compels them to collect the information as well. That's what the intelligence community wants, and they're going to have that amendment. We have to try and defeat that. So we're not out of the woods yet, but I got to tell you this too, Rich. There are many members that want to see this bill on the floor, and they want to see the amendments on the floor because they want the American citizens to see who is going to stand for them, who is going to stand for their liberty, who is going to stand for their God-given constitutional rights. And the only way to do that is to put the vote up and see how these people will vote.
And that's why it's important to note there was not a vote on FISA yesterday. It was a motion to bring FISA up for a vote. So that's the distinction. You had an excellent quote today on Fox Business. I want to read this for everyone. You said the difference between online sellers having your data and the U.S. government having your data is that none of those folks, Google, et cetera, have the ability to arrest you at the end of a gun. American citizens want the confidence to know they don't live in a police state. Bravo. I completely agree with you. It's 100% right. It's not right for the government to be able to buy up data like they're a private entity. That's absolutely not how it should work. And I'm terrified to hear all this because we know that they're profiling people. I mean, you go to Cabela's, you buy a freaking fishing hat, and now you're on a watch list. I mean, come on already.
No, you're absolutely right. And the FBI, we just talked to the whistleblowers in a separate meeting. Now, this is the whistleblowers are people that the leadership here did not bring in to talk to Congress, but they came anyhow, and a few of us got to talk to them, and it is astounding. It is staggering and so disturbing what these people have gone through. These are people that have worked for the FBI, long careers, storied and distinguished careers, that had the gall and the temerity to say, you know, this one guy told us that, you know, he'd been following a case. They moved some of these people around, but he'd been following a case for a while because he'd been on the case, and it was with a J6 defendant. And the defendant said, if you need me, here's my attorney's number. I will turn myself in. I will come in. I will do whatever you need. Just call me and let me know. And then he found out the night before there was a raid scheduled for 6 o'clock in the morning with a SWAT team. And he said to his supervisor, he's like, Well, hold on a second. This guy is willing to turn himself in. All you have to do is call him. We don't have to put anybody's lives in jeopardy. And for that, he was essentially drummed out of the FBI for raising that question. And the stories are so much worse when you look at the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping case and how many people were actually FBI informants in there. When they went to do that takedown, they were told, the SWAT team was told, you're going to be at near parity. What that means is the people we're going to take down are have the same level of experience and weaponry as you do, and so there's a good chance that somebody's going to get killed. The reason they were briefed that is because the people that were briefing them knew that the people they were going to take down were FBI informants on the inside and trapping these people. That's what's happening. Not only are they using the data against you, but then they entrap you in crimes for which you had no intention of committing in the first place to make headlines and meet quotas. This is happening today in our intelligence agencies and our federal law enforcement agencies.
And to intimidate the American people. I mean, they want us to be intimidated so we don't speak out. It's like when Merrick Garland put out that letter about moms at school board meetings being potential violent extremists. I mean, they have a demand here and they don't have the supply. And so they're trying to invent the supply to fulfill their quota of domestic violent extremists. It's infuriating.
You're exactly right.
I know you got to run, but before I let you go, did you hear Andrew McCabe, former FBI director Andrew McCabe, today? He acknowledged errors in FISA when they spied on George Papadopoulos and Carter Page. Errors, you know?
Errors, yeah. No, these aren't errors, as you know. These are crimes for which people should be prosecuted. They're not errors. And where does George Papadopoulos, where does Carter Page, where does President Trump, where is the Bureau of Getting Their Reputation Back? Where does that exist, right? They destroy these people's lives. They bankrupt them. They make it so they can't work anymore. And then they just say, oh, there were some errors. Meanwhile, these guys are collecting their lifelong pensions, having violated the law when they were entrusted with upholding the law. It is obscene. It is absurd. And that's why these agencies, unfortunately, I once revered the FBI, but that's an agency that needs to be cleaned out from the top to the bottom and either reestablished under a different name. But obviously the policy, the personnel there is completely compromised and corrupted. There's got to be huge dynamic changes in the next administration.
Amen. Amen. Congressman Scott Perry, keep up the fight, my friend. We appreciate it. We got your back.
Thank you so much. God bless you and your audience.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rizzioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Yes, and we will be at the Grand Hotel of Cape May live on May 3rd for our next live show. So please, I want to see you there. I want to see you live on May 3rd, okay? Another whale washed up dead on the beach today in Jersey. So we still have a fight in our hands against these windmills, and we're going to be talking about that on May 3rd, but we're also going to have a ton of fun. These live broadcasts are always unpredictable, but the Grand Hotel is our happy hour sponsor because it's my happy place. So thank you to the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey for sponsoring that. You know, there was an excellent piece, as we talked about today, a lot of the show. I don't necessarily try to come up with a theme for the show, but it seems as if the show kind of goes in that direction where we wind up every day having a theme, so to speak. And I think today's theme, in addition to how dangerous FISA is and how it needs to be reformed, is that the American press corps, we have to protect these confidential informants because the only thing that stands in the way of the corporate media being able to run roughshod and do the bidding of the deep state and the swamp and the Democrat Party are independent journalists. And one of those guys is Julian Assange. There's a piece over at the FP.com. Julian Assange gave America the ugly truth. Apparently, Biden is thinking of dropping America's case against the whistleblower, and he should. And, you know, he talks about how Julian Assange is going to be tried for endangering national security under the Espionage Act, a rarely used 1917 law designed to punish those who interfere with the war effort. That law was signed by Woodrow Wilson. I want to make this point again, and I can't stress it enough. How that man is not canceled, I have no idea. I stopped at the Woodrow Wilson rest stop on the Jersey Turnpike today, and I still cannot believe that that racist, anti-Semite bigot has not been canceled, but he's a Democrat. So, and he's also the guy who brought progressivism into the 21st century. You have to realize Woodrow Wilson, the worst two-term president ever, who gave us the Federal Reserve, got America into World War I, also went after and punished journalists who reported on the war effort and gave us this Espionage Act and also the Sedition Act, too, to be able to go after American citizens who spoke out against the war effort. And Wilson ran a campaign of keeping America out of World War I. He also resegregated the military. He's an awful, 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 awful man. The worst ever. And his legacy lives on today. Today, he's the one that started the expansion of the executive branch. He's the one who started with his progressivism because socialism was an unpopular term because of Europe. So they started calling it progressivism. And that's why we are in the mess we're in today. It all begins with him. And I've told you there's an unbroken line of progressivism going back to the Confederate States of America, to Woodrow Wilson, to FDR, to Lyndon Baines Johnson, to Barack Obama, to this idiot in the White House. An unbroken line of progressivism. So you cannot tell me the party's flipped because they have the exact same progressive thinking and mindset and big government ideas and police state ideas that that jackass had in the 1900s or the 19-teens, I should say. This law is designed to punish those who interfere with the war effort. He stands accused of 17 counts of espionage and one count of computer misuse. If convicted, he could face over 170 years behind bars. The case has divided America. Some argue Assange is an anarchist trying to undermine our nation. Others say he is a heroic activist fighting for a transparent democracy. But the truth actually lies somewhere in the middle. Yes, Assange is a deeply flawed character, and he also does not deserve to spend the rest of his life behind bars. Today, President Biden said he is considering a plea from Assange's homeland of Australia to drop the case, which is a welcome development, because if the hacker is convicted, it's not only journalism that will be weaker, it's democracy itself. He's a whistleblower, just like Edward Snowden was a whistleblower. Edward Snowden, you know, I remember, like it was yesterday, we had a debate that was going on at Chickies and Pete's. No, maybe it wasn't Chickies and Pete's. I don't remember exactly where it was. It was at the Xfinity Live Center down by the stadium. And it was the old Talk Radio 1210 WPHG lineup. So I wasn't an afternoon host at the time. I was the night guy. But Snowden had just happened. And a lot of conservatives of that time were still in the mindset of Snowden is a bad guy who hurt America and endangered America. And this was at a time when conservatives were, for the most part, on board with spying on American citizens because we thought the bad guys were radical Islamist Muslim terrorists. And so that's why we had to have all these protections so we wouldn't get blown up. And now we've realized how the government has abused all these things. Anyway, I said that day, I said, look, I said, it's possible Snowden could be a traitor and also a patriot at the same time. I said he would join a long list of people who would fill that category. But he exposed how the government is spying on us. He's the reason why he exposed how the government of the United States is destroying the Fourth Amendment and spying on the American people. I said, and now isn't that, I mean, who's he? He's a traitor to who? To the Constitution? To the American people? Or is he a traitor to the government? Because, I mean, it seems to me that if the government's abusing the Constitution and somebody lets us know about it, it's hard to argue that person's not a patriot. And that was not a popular opinion at the time. You know, I was on 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., you know, and if you were with me back then as the old Army in its earliest iteration, you know, I got yelled at a lot by callers who accused me of being too libertarian on this issue and wanting another 9/11 or something stupid like that. Now we've all kind of come around to this now. We've seen it firsthand. We've seen the spying. We know what they're capable of, and we know that they target us. You know, we are the terrorists today. And all these powers now are used against us. And Snowden exposed all these things. And so, you know, by the way, there's people like other brave people here. Jamie Reed, a case manager at a gender clinic for children, who revealed in the pages at thefp.com that doctors there are too hastily prescribing hormones to young adults with mental health issues. That person's also a whistleblower, brave whistleblower. Thomas Drake, a high-ranking NSA official who blew the whistle on 9/11 intelligence failures. And the author of this piece, it's an excellent piece, says, if politicians truly respect the First Amendment, they must defend the freedom of whistleblowers and investigative journalists to deliver the truth to the public, however ugly it may be. WikiLeaks revelations about U.S. involvement in Afghanistan and Iraq were hard for Americans to process. We learned that civilian casualties have been far higher in Afghanistan than have been officially reported, for instance, and that 150 innocent Afghans and Pakistanis were held in Guantanamo Bay for years without charges, despite the government's assurances that only the worst of the worst terrorists were detained there. In short, the U.S. broke its own rules on foreign soil time and time again. Public opinion changed in part of this. The wars in Afghanistan and Iraq are now widely seen as misadventures. How different would things be if we had known the truth about these conflicts? Look, you know, I'm convinced today one of the reasons why Donald Trump won the presidency is because he had the courage to speak out and say the Iraq war was a mistake. Assange is far from perfect. He hosted a series on the Kremlin-funded network RT, formerly Russia Today. So what? He's longstanding friends with Israel Shamir, a dictator-sympathizing Holocaust denier and anti-Semite. That's not good. When a reporter working with Assange on a WikiLeaks investigation said he worried that not redacting the names of Afghans who had cooperated with the U.S. military might lead to their deaths, he is said to have replied, well, they're informants, so if they get killed, they've got it coming. While Assange denies this account, WikiLeaks did publish some unredacted names in its Afghanistan document dump. And in 2016, WikiLeaks was happy to publish Hillary Clinton's emails, but reportedly refused to publish documents about the Russian government offered to them around the same time. But part of the reason why I think they want to get Assange is because of the fact that he published all of Hillary Clinton's emails. And I really think that's truly the reason why. But just like how I played you Catherine Herridge earlier today, Catherine Herridge testifying and Cheryl Atkinson testifying, the prosecution of Assange as a publisher, the first time the Espionage Act would be used this way, would effectively criminalize the basic work of obtaining and publishing state secrets. It would make a lot of investigative journalism relating to national security close to impossible. But that's what they want. They want that. They want it to be close to impossible. They don't want whistleblowers revealing these things. They don't. The state, the deep state, does not want you to know that they abused FISA to spy on George Papadopoulos and Carter Page and infiltrate the Trump campaign. They don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know that the government was reading your emails. They don't want you to know that the FBI was in telling Twitter and Facebook to take down posts about COVID that they didn't like. They don't want you to know these things. And the corporate media is not going to do it. The corporate media is not going to share that stuff with you. They don't have investigative journalists. They have mouthpieces for the state, for the intelligentsia. All we have, the only chance we have, are independent journalists and their whistleblowers, their brave whistleblowers. Think of the whistleblowers who came forward to talk about Biden and how the Justice Department was purposely now trying to bury the case against Joe Biden by vis-a-vis Hunter Biden. Whistleblowers are so incredibly important here, because without that, the government gets to always push the narrative, period. And Woodrow Wilson, who is, as I mentioned, the worst the worst. I mean, he's the worst. Wilson wanted to put journalists in jail because they were reporting on World War One. I mean, think about how antithetical the Espionage Act is to the Constitution of the United States of America. But progressives, Democrats like Woodrow Wilson, FDR, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, they don't give a damn about the Constitution. They don't care about it. And they certainly don't care about civil liberties. The only time they do is when they're using the word abortion. Otherwise, you don't have civil liberties in this country. The government gets to do whatever it wants to do to you, all in the name of keeping you safe. Take away your guns, tell your kids what to think, whatever. All in the name of keeping you safe. And then the idea that we would throw a journalist in prison, and Woodrow Wilson's Espionage Act to be used against Julian Assange, that's an outrage. It's an outrage. And it's done to intimidate. Remember, it's done to intimidate, just like how showing up at that January 6th defendant's house, like Scott Perry mentioned, where the guy was willing to surrender, but they still send in an FBI SWAT team. Why? They do that to intimidate, to send a message. So helicopters and big SUVs, and they could have guys in their cosplay vests and everything else, and it can make the news so that Americans watch and know, don't you mess with Uncle Sam, because this could happen to you. You know, that letter that was sent out about moms at school board meetings, that was done because no mom wants to have a big black SUV show up at her house and a bunch of FBI agents get out because they got a tip that she was making threats at a school board meeting. This government acts to intimidate you so that you will be a good little boy and girl and shut up. And investigative journalists who expose the truth, like, for example, Matt Taibbi, Michael Schellenberger, the guys who brought us all the Twitter files and opened this up. And so now we know what the government was doing with the censorship during COVID, with the Hunter Biden laptop story, and how the corporate media is complicit in all this. The corporate media is complicit in all of this. Already journalists are being punished for exercising their First Amendment rights. In February, Catherine Herridge was held in contempt of court for refusing to disclose her source for a set of stories about a Chinese-American scientist who was investigated by the FBI over alleged ties to the Chinese military. CBS, Herridge's former employer, said the court's decision should be concerning to all Americans who value the role of the free press. But yet they complied and they gave the government her private files and fired her. So CBS is full of crap. They're not on her side or the side of the First Amendment. They're there to do the bidding of the government. Don't forget the revolving door that exists between the government and these corporations and their boards. And this revolving door, and then these people get paid lots and lots of money to go on TV and bloviate. People like James Clapper and John Brennan and Bill Barr and all these other people that paid all this money to go on TV and bloviate and make the case for the deep state time and again. Assange is not an investigative reporter in the mold of Herridge, but his prosecution would nevertheless devastate the practice of reporting by significantly deterring civilians from exposing information that reflects badly on the government. In judging the case against Assange, we might recycle the words of James Goodale, a First Amendment lawyer who defended the New York Times when it published the Pentagon Papers more than five decades ago, with all of its uncomfortable revelations about U.S. military activity in Vietnam. If the prosecution succeeds, he said of the Assange case, investigative reporting based on classified information will be given a near death blow. Let me say that again. If the prosecution succeeds against Julian Assange, investigative reporting based on classified information will be given a near death blow. And remember something. Everything is classified. I mean, Trump has made this point in the past, too, and we've talked about this. Almost everything is classified nowadays. And classified for a long time. And you got to ask yourself why. Why does the government have so many secrets against its own citizens? Remember, we're the government. We the people. We the people are supposed to be the government in this country. We the people. Why does our government have so many secrets from us? Everything's freaking classified. So, you know, just keep that in mind, because if there's a part of you that has a reflexive bone that goes, but classified, Rich, national security. But no, everything is classified. Why? Why so many secrets they keep from the American people? And I think a big part of that is because they know that if that information gets out, they have more tools to be able to punish the people who report on it. That's what I think. It's not about safety. It's not about national security. That's BS. So keep that in mind. 855-839-1210. We have to make sure that these independent journalists, people like James O'Keefe and people, we have to be able to protect them and their sources. Otherwise, the corporate media wins. And then if the corporate media wins, that means the state wins, the deep state wins, the swamp wins, the intelligentsia wins, and you lose and I lose and we lose. Period. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. And the Constitution loses, more importantly than anything. Listen, Natural Lawn of America is going to give you that beautiful, healthy lawn that you want. And it's time for you to do it, to get that beautiful green lawn safer and healthier for your family and your pets. I'm talking about the lawn care company that I've trusted for so many years, Natural Lawn of America. They've been creating green lawns quickly, more naturally, and with fewer weeds for over 35 years. Their certified specialists tailor their treatments to your lawn's specific needs. Their environmentally friendly approach reduces the need for chemicals and creates a safer lawn for your family and pets. Natural Lawn is locally owned and family operated in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. They are competitively priced and they have a satisfaction guarantee. I trust the leader in organic-based lawn care, and you should too. So give them a call today. New customers can take advantage of Natural Lawn's unbeatable offer, but they must act now. The offer expires at the end of the month, so please don't wait. Get free seeding for your lawn every year, free of charge. When you get Natural Lawn's full service program, they will seed your lawn every year free of charge, and that makes such a big difference. 800-FREE-SEED, 1-800-FREE-SEED, or visit naturallawn.com to learn more. Choose my lawn care company, the one I've been using for years. Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
That's a good song. She must go out for the evening. It's a really good song, actually. I'm assuming you did this because Lying Eyes with the Press. Is that why?
Yeah, you'd be correct.
Yeah. But he knows. Well, keep it going. She's going. Gotta get to the chorus. Henry Machette's birthday, our associate producer, always ties in the music with the topic. You can't. Henry's gift. I'll give you my gift when I'm back in studio. Whatever that is. Whatever that is, I can't tell you when. You know, Matt DeSantis, back in the day, as I was getting into talk radio, I used to do what are known as air checks, where you'd sit down with the program director and he would play a segment for you and you'd listen and he would tell you, you know, maybe you do this differently, maybe you do that differently. And, you know, do you think I'm like, do you think the audience knows I hate Woodrow Wilson, or do you think I need to drive that home more?
I
If you can air check me on that, I'd appreciate it.
I think it's pretty clear that...
You think so?
Yeah, you're not a big Woodrow Wilson fan. Not even just based off today's show. You've made that point crystal clear in numerous shows in the not-too-distant past.
Okay, because I hate his guts. I hate him so much. I hate him. I won't spend money at the Woodrow Wilson rest stop. That's how much I hate. I'll go in there. I'll tinkle, but I'm not gonna buy anything.
That's real hatred.
It's hatred. I mean, I cannot stress enough how much I hate Woodrow Wilson. So I just want to make sure I'm being clear. I don't want anybody to accuse me of being wishy-washy and be like, I don't know, Zeoli. I'm not really sure where you stand on that issue of hating Woodrow Wilson. So
I'll put it in the show notes too, just so we have we have proof. We can track it down if we need to later.
There's a program director who was at WABC in New York back in, I think it was 2009-ish or so, and I was doing a Sunday show back then, every now and then. And her name was Lori Cantillo, and she was great. She wound up going to work for NASA. See, she was smart. She got out of radio, and she went to work for NASA. And NASA, as we learned from Sheila Jackson Lee, still dealing with all those moon gases. They might be going back to the gassy moon at some point. But she always said, you got to take a firm stance on a subject, and you have to have a strong opinion. Otherwise, it's going to be boring radio. You have a strong opinion. If you don't have a strong take on something, you have to explain to your reasoning to the audience of why you're not sure how you feel about it. About something. I thought that was great advice. So I just want to make sure my take on Woodrow Wilson is strong and clear and nobody has any questions. I hate the man's guts. With every ounce of my being and soul.
I think we understand. What about Edith Wilson? What do you think of her?
I hate her too.
Okay,
she basically ran the country after he had a stroke,
right? That's why I was wondering.
Yeah, I hate her too. She's just as bad. I hate all of them. And their descendants and their heirs.
Did he have any kids?
No. I don't think so.
Oh, no, he does have kids.
They hate him, too.
Yeah, probably.
Guarantee they hate him. Let's do a little social media check-in from our friends at Cherry Hill Vavo. Bob Irving says, Rich, I could tell you why so many things are classified, but it's classified. See what he did there? Very good. Well done. And we have Snow Bunny Gal. Remember, I've been asking throughout the show today, do you remember where you were when OJ's white Bronco, these two were not even born yet, but where were you when the white Bronco, the chase was happening? Snow Bunny Gal says, I remember where I was during the Bronco chase like it was yesterday. I was young and working the pole in my Wonder Woman costume and noticed everyone glued to one of the TVs instead of me. I lost a lot of tips that day. Damn you, OJ. Oh, Val. That's funny. Diane says, I remember watching the trial at B&B in Ireland, at a B&B in Ireland in 1995. The hostess had it on the TV. Wow, very cool. And L. Diadelphia says, Rich, I was in history class at LaSalle High School and we watched the verdict live. It didn't go over well. I would imagine not at LaSalle. So there you go. And Jim Ross says, Rich, thanks for the explanation. That's why we listen. Hey, man. That's why we're here, bro. That's why we're here. Sid says, we know what you hate, but it's the list. But the list is too large to lit. I think Sid might have hit the ganja a little early today. Well, it is 420 somewhere. We know what you hate, but it's the list is too large to list. But I think what he's trying to say is we know what you hate, but the list is too large to list. I think. I don't know. Possible.
Yeah, it actually almost is 420. I didn't realize we're 9 days away. It's going to be a big day for Sid.
Yeah, Sid starts celebrating early. You know what I mean? So
that's his Christmas.
Yeah, the whole month of April is really set aside for 420 day. Like the Star Wars nerds who set aside May 4th.
Oh, yeah, they're terrible.
Yeah, and virgins. They're all virgins, too, obviously. They put on costumes that day. They go out and have sword fight, little late lightsaber fights. Stupid. Sorry, but that's dumb.
I don't know. A lightsaber fight sounds kind of sick.
Yeah, but it's not a real lightsaber. You know, if it was a real lightsaber, I would agree. I'd have a friggin' lightsaber fight, yeah.
Those really, like, high-end, expensive ones. I mean, they're not real lightsabers, but they're really cool.
They're not cool. They're freaking glass. What are they, the high-end lightsabers? It's not a lightsaber. Lightsabers cut things with light. Do those things cut things with light? They light up. It's a freaking flashlight is what it is. That's what you like playing with flashlights.
They're very interactive, the high-end ones. I don't mean the ones you'd buy at, like, Toys R Us.
You're talking about the one that you pay $5,000 for at Disney World? You have them make it?
And the
nerd tells you, like, oh, you're going to use which crystal they're going to put in the lightsaber?
Oh, that looks horrible.
I'm not even talking Disney. I'm talking, like, special, like, made-to-order ones. Like, there are companies out there that make
them. Does a light beam exude out, and then can you kill someone with it?
You can't kill anybody with it. I mean, maybe you
could. Can you cut something with it?
No.
Then it's not a lightsaber. It's a flashlight. It's a glowing object. It's no different than those bracelets. You snap them in half and they light up. That's all that is. I'm just saying.
Wasn't there a guy that did make...
I would never have thought of Henry, Matt. Could you take this stance?
The lightsaber stance?
Yeah, no. I didn't have that on my Hellscape bingo card today.
No, not at all.
There are cool lightsabers. That's all I'm saying.
It's like Matt DeSantis saying those are some pretty good-looking camels. It's you saying there are some pretty cool-looking lightsabers. I just didn't have it on my bingo card.
It was a beautiful camel contest. And you know what? They were good-looking camels. Those were high-quality camels. I'm skimming through these photos. These are pretty good-looking camels. I dare you to find a more attractive camel. I dare you.
God. It's repulsive is what it is. Repulsive. Thank God it's almost Friday, honestly.
This week has gone by fast, actually.
Actually, it has been. It has gone by fast. It's true. Matthew Kelly says, Rich, stop lying to the audience. We know you have Wilson's 14-point speech framed in the studio. That's funny. Well done. Well done.
If we were allowed to do who won Twitter, that'd be the win, I think.
That would be good. Well, I don't know. This is good, too. Jay Carlin says, but do you hate Woodrow Wilson more than Yellowtail wine? That's a good question. I don't know. It's a good one. I would put Wilson's face on a dartboard, though. Maybe I'll do that. My buddy AJ brought me to the Polish-American Club in Del Ran recently. I was hanging out there one night and met a lot of Zilli Army members there, which is very cool. But maybe they have a dartboard. Maybe next time I go, I'll bring his face and put it on there and everybody can throw darts at his face. That could be fun. Or, Henry, we could take lightsabers and not cut anything because it's not a lightsaber because it's a big flashlight.
But we could have a cool fight. Could reenact Duel of the Fates.
I had this side of you. I had no idea. I'm terrified.
I don't even think it's a side of me. I don't know. There are some really cool high-end lightsabers. That's all. Okay. I'll die on that hill.
That's the nerdiest thing I've ever heard.
Ever. And on his birthday of all day. Are you sure it's Henry? Do we swap him out for somebody else?
Usually I think he's trolling when he says stuff like this, but he seems genuine.
I am. I am being genuine here. I'll send you some. I'll find some.
No, nobody wants to see them.
Chris Kasmer says, Rich, didn't Woodrow Wilson start the White House Theater? That's good, right? Yes, true. It is good. But he did screen Birth of a Nation, which is the Klan movie. And again, it amazes me they have not canceled that guy. But I told you why they don't cancel him, because he's the father of progressivism. That's why. He's the worst human being, that one of the worst to ever live. And truly, and he without Woodrow Wilson, you don't get FDR. And all of his craziness that he did with his New Deal and the Japanese internment camps and the expansion of the executive branch and all, you don't get that. So Wilson started everything. The Federal Reserve, the creature from Jekyll Island, all of it. I hate him. Stop bringing him up. You're making me mad now. Enough with the Woodrow Wilson. Now everybody's now making me mad. Now it's like a game to make me upset. I see what you're doing. Damn you, Zioli Army. I know what you're doing. I don't like it. I don't like it. I only like it when I do it to you. I don't like what it's done to me. I'm just going to close my eyes and think about Kate May. Kate May's coming up quick because it's May 3rd is only in a couple weeks. So it's right around the corner. It's good. It's going to be fun. Now, you guys are both coming, you know. DeSantis, Henry, you're both coming.
I'll be there, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Snow Bunny Gal just said, so three guys walk into a bar. One who likes lightsabers, another who judges the looks of camels, and another who drives around and listens to Supreme Court cassette tapes. And they all leave alone.
Oh, man.
Very good. Excellent. Mike Ferran says, my brother-in-law's father was on the team that invented the glow stick. Oh, that's pretty cool. Well, that's basically what Henry's lightsaber toy is, a big, giant glow stick, an expensive glow stick. So there you go. I have some audio I got to get to here. Where is it now? What did I have? Where'd my show sheet go? I just had it in my formerly pangolin-stained fingers. Aha. We'll talk to EJ Antoni at 5 o'clock. But here is a Democrat economist, Larry Summers, who is a very smart guy and a big Obama guy. And he's very worried. And he warned President Joe Biden repeatedly that his reckless government spending would lead to a serious inflation crisis. He did. He warned. I mean, in Larry Summers' defense, he did warn Biden. He did say it. He was out there. We played you the clips back then. And he warned Biden in 2021, and he's sounding the alarm again. Because Biden has not, the Democrats, they will spend this country into oblivion if we let them. Cut five.
But today,
I was not hugely surprised by the numbers. In an economy that's growing faster than potential, with an unemployment rate that has a three handle, in the presence of massive and growing budget deficits and epically easy financial conditions, the idea that inflation would remain robust or even accelerate should not be a surprise to anyone. And that's what this data suggests. It was not me or some outside observer who emphasized the concept of supercore inflation, that is, taking out the transitory stuff and also taking out housing. And by that measure, inflation is running at above a 6% rate, and the three-month rate exceeds the six-month rate, and the six-month rate exceeds the one-year rate. This confirms the idea that the neutral rate is way above the 2.6% level that the Fed has been using as a North Star. In my view, puts back on the table. It is still not what I would expect, but you have to take seriously the possibility that the next rate move will be upwards rather than downwards. And anything could happen. Markets could crash, the indicators could turn down. But on current facts, a rate cut in June, it seems to me, would be a dangerous and egregious error, comparable to the errors the Fed was making in the summer of 2021 when it just didn't get the thread on inflation.
And this is the problem, because they don't care. And yes, government spending has led to inflation. I know the Fed also contributed to it, but the massive out of control spending by this administration from day one has been the driving force. Now, they're talking about a potential rate increase. The Fed is talking about a potential rate increase. I'm just telling you right now that the kind of thing that I hear about that makes me incredibly, incredibly nervous. It really does. And food inflation is becoming Biden's major, major problem. So you have the White House chief of staff the other day come out and say, hey, Biden should be, forget bridges, Biden should be going to grocery stores. Well, you know what they're doing, right? They're turning around and they're saying that grocery stores, big grocery, is inflating prices just to punish you. And that it's all a scam. Inflation's not real. There's another story about the hidden costs of home ownership are skyrocketing. Rising insurance premiums, property taxes, and maintenance costs show little sign of abating. And they talk about this one couple who paid off their mortgage, but the costs of their home have gone up so much that even people that don't even have mortgage costs are dealing with the rising of everything, maintenance, utilities, insurance, property taxes, all of it. It's just becoming incredibly complicated for people who have retired. And premiums are soaring. Insurance premiums rates rose by more than 10% on average in 19 states in 2023 after a series of big payouts related to floods, storms, wildfires, and other natural disasters across the U.S. Consumer prices rose 3.5% in March from a year earlier. It's 3.5%, the Labor Department said today. The stronger than expected inflation data could prompt the Federal Reserve to hold rates at their current level for longer, which could also keep mortgage rates from declining. The tens of millions of Americans who have locked in mortgage rates below 4% still have to contend with other costs, though. And since insurance premiums, tax bills, and maintenance costs can change every year, it's hard for many homeowners to budget just how much more they will be paying even a few years from now. It's very frustrating for people. Dwayne is in Valley Forge. Dwayne, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Rich. It's good to hear you today.
Thank you.
I noticed you were really going off on Woodrow Wilson. I've been dying to share a story with you concerning Woodrow Wilson. It's about a man named Robert Smalls, and in 1862, as a young man, he ran the Confederate blockade and freed himself and a group of his neighbors, and he became a celebrity with Lincoln. Everyone loved him. He founded the Republican Party, and he was just a man of grace and dignity. He even allowed the widow of his former slave master to live out her life in her home after he bought the plantation where he was enslaved. The man was fantastic. He later ran a port authority, and I'm out of breath, forgive me. Port authority, but guess who fired him and destroyed his life and his pension?
Woodrow Wilson.
The racist. I call it the 1916 Project. He's just a disgusting human being. Thank you for reminding us daily how despicable Woodrow Wilson was.
Thank you for that story. It's an excellent story. I am familiar with it, but I really appreciate you sharing it with everybody, because Woodrow Wilson, his goal was to get anyone who wasn't pure out of the government. So he fired a very, very important people like the man you just mentioned, black people. And he was also a eugenicist. I mean, he was the worst. I hate his guts so much. And I hate him now even more that you reminded me of that story. So thank you for that, Dwayne.
Thanks, Rich. Robert Smalls. Remember
Robert
his name,
Smalls.
Everyone.
Robert Smalls. Remember that name. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thank you, my friend.
Take care. Robert Smalls. Yes, thank you for that. I I'd heard that story and then forgotten about it, so I'm going to make myself a note so that I can go back and read it in more detail, because it's giving me more ammunition to stay up late at night hating Woodrow Wilson. When I can't sleep, I sit there and remind myself of all the reasons why I hate Woodrow Wilson. To lull myself back to
sleep. Instead of counting sheep, you count reasons to hate Woodrow Wilson.
Exactly. It's a very effective strategy, let me tell you. Highly effective. All right, we got a big fourth and final hour coming up. Dr. E.J. Antoni will stop by to tell us the impacts of the inflation. A lot more to say, and we'll talk to my friend Jennifer Stefano about the open-air drug markets in Kensington. We were both on Fox News this morning on America's Newsroom. But I want to tell you about my friends at Emmons Roofing, because if your home, your bathroom, has become a little outdated, then let the team at Emmons design a new bathroom for you in as little as 3 days. When it comes to your bathroom, if it's getting a little outdated, if friends come over and they're a little embarrassed to let you use the bathroom, you know, listen, the Emmons design specialist will design a bathroom that you will love, and one that Emmons will redo in as little as 3 days with custom designs that cater to your unique tastes. Imagine an affordable, maintenance-free bathroom with little to no inconvenience to you and your family in only 3 days. That's incredible, and only 3 days. And Emmons has finance options available. Having your bathroom renovated not only brings comfort and quality of life to your family, it is one of the best investments you can make in your home to improve its value. Don't wait for a bathroom that is a blend of luxury and functionality. You can have it today. Call Emmons at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677. Or check out their website at callemmons.com. Matt and Stephanie, the owners, are genuine friends of mine. We're having dinner tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. They're great people, and they are dedicated to honesty, and they are dedicated to giving outstanding customer service. And they remodeled our bathroom in our old house, and they're going to remodel the bathroom in our new house. And they do great work. I'm very proud of the relationship we have with Emmons. They will give you the bathroom sanctuary that you want while also adding real value to your home. 856-885-6677. And tell them I sent you.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. And on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.